Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love when you wake up.
Welcome back. Weekend Breakfast. Alison Curtis with you. And as promised, my guest in studio, we call it a Sunday sit down. Zach Moretti. So are you happy for us to be here for a little while?
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem at all.
So people know you, and you were on The Late Late as well. And people, I think a lot of people are familiar with your story, which we're going to go into. But you're very associated with Cool Camps. And I was telling you before we came to air that friends of children, like friends that have children of a certain age, like, oh, the relief, we got our Cool Camps booked. Like, it's a great thing for kids.
Well, that's where I started off when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I started off in the Kellogg Cool Camps. And I made so many friends, you know, when I was about 10, 11 years of age. And over the years then, as I got older, I ended up becoming a coach. So I ended up coaching the Kellogg Cool Camps for I'd done it for about 10 years, 11 years of coaching then as well. After that, every summer I used to do it, or the midterm break where the camps were on. Like, I've been doing it down in Thomas Davis GA Club in Talla, and every summer we get a couple of hundred kids, you
easily.
Know. There's been mayhem up there, you know, but which is great to see, you know, so many kids out there enjoying themselves. And, and obviously it gives the parents a break as well, you know.
That's the important thing, Zach. But also you're finding it probably as communities across Ireland grow and change and new communities come in. Like, sport is a really pinnacle way of getting people into the culture, really.
Yeah, sports changes the world. And you know, when every sport has gone very multicultural, the faces of all sports has changed. The faces of the GAA is changing at a younger age, and it's changing at Ireland's soccer team, where you have, you know, players from different background or second, third generation of African, or Middle Eastern. So they're all the same with the GAA, the rugby, you know. So and sports, I think, unites everybody and brings people together. So I always said, if you start with the Kellogg Cool Camp, when you join a GAA club, you kind of have already made it for life. Because sometimes when you play soccer, you know, they said, oh, you haven't made it yet. You have to play for Liverpool. And I promise you all sorts. But in GAA, play at a young age, you make friends for life. You kind of already have made it. When you join a GAA club, everybody knows each other. And like I'm with Thomas David GA Club, we have over 15 to 2,000 members, and we have over 1,000 kids playing up there.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and the club has grown since 2003. We only had, I think, about 25 teams. Now we have 96 teams.
Oh my God.
And ladies Camogies is probably the biggest that's grown in our club over the years, we have seen, and it was, which is great to see, you know.
Yeah. And you guys settled in Carrick-on-Shannon when you were just 11. I think Carrick-on-Shannon is absolutely beautiful. Do you have a lot of memories of that time?
I have great memories. I was actually only in Carrick-on-Shannon down there yesterday. I was at a funeral there. A good friend of mine, Paddy Doran, was passed away there. He was scuba diving in Donegal there. But so it was just, you know, I usually go up there every
for
weekend.
For another reason,
for a match or for a few points with old friends down there.
Yeah.
But this time was the opposite. It was very sad, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carrick-on-Shannon is a great spot. And the town is hopping. You know, I remember even when I was going down there in 2009 or 10, 11, 12, it was nearly turned into a ghost town.
Yeah.
But now things have changed because obviously a lot of refugees were brought down there, and a lot of Kurdish refugees down there, and there's a lot of different nationalities, whereas Polish, Lithuanian, Kurds, Iraqi, Arabs, Pakistan, it's all down there, and they all have settled there very well, integrated into the community very well in Carrick-on-Shannon, and now the place is hopping, you know, there's no more ghost towns, you know.
It's very bustling now, it is. It's changed a lot. I've noticed that in the last few years as well. It's mental to hear, like, your accent is so strong, like, it's such a strong Irish accent, and I've been here forever and I still sound Canadian. But when you moved here, you didn't have English, so you really were learning just at, like, when you were at age 11, and that was a big part of integrating.
Yeah, it's probably because of sport, because of GAA. Played all sports, for soccer or basketball, running. I used to do running as well. So,
do you think that was it? Like, that was the key into finding more people and settling in better?
Yeah, I think GAA. And I think if you talk to any GAA person, they're in their 20s or 30s, sometimes they might be a little bit shy to say it and speak up. That where all their friends and all the lads they hang around is from the GAA club. It's the same with
Yeah.
And Thomas Davis GA Club, all the lads I hang around with and go out for pints after matches heard in football.
Yeah.
And we all started off there as a kid. I even remember even lads I've coached in the Kellogg Cool Camps when they were only 7, 8 years of age.
Yeah.
I'm playing hurling and football with them now. And it's mad to see, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
so hurling was your thing?
Hurling was my thing. And I also, you know, play Gaelic football as well. So I kind of, I'd be more into the hurling now.
Yeah.
You know?
But you did well with it. Like, you're on the senior team.
Yeah. So I have had a great achievement, obviously, winning an intermediate hurling championship with Thomas Davis.
Yeah.
That was, you know, probably one of the biggest achievements, you know, for us as a club. And now we're trying to get up to Division 1 hurling. That's our aim in the club. So
hurling
get there.
Is extremely, like, as somebody who moved here later in life, like, hurling to me, like, I mean, football is exciting as well, but hurling is just so fascinating because it is so unique.
It is different, and it is the fastest sport on the planet. Ball moves very quick, and it is physical. It is tough.
Yeah.
You have to be patient to play the game. I've played Gaelic. Gaelic is a lot of it's an easier game to play, but hurling, you have to be a bit more patient.
Yeah.
And you have to put in a lot more work than you would in football. I know a lot of Gaelic lads would get annoyed with me saying that, but if you got a 6, 7 year old kid, give him a Gaelic ball, he'd probably second time he'd be able to kick the ball, but a hurling, he might need 10 goals.
I have to say, I did Gaelic Mothers and Others in St. Vincent in Dublin for a year, and I couldn't do the matches, but not that I would have the nerve to do the matches because I was always here on air, but I liked the training and I liked the kind of community of women that I met, and most of them were post raising their families and having their children, and a lot of us lose our physicality during that time period because all your energy went into making humans, so it was a great way to kind of get back into being physical. So the training I really liked.
It's great now the GAA is gone. There's a place for everybody.
Exactly.
You know, I see it in our club, the Gaelic for mothers, Gaelic for fathers. You know, there's a place for everybody in the GAA, and it doesn't matter if you can't even play.
Because I could not.
Yeah, like you know, I've played with lads that weren't probably great hurlers or footballers, but they became great coaches. They become very good organisers, you know, and they stuck with it in the club. And we have a lot of great people like that, and Thomas Davis GAA.
Tell me now, before we came to air, you just mentioned really quickly a film that's going to be in Galway.
Yeah, so they've done a documentary last year. We went back to Kurdistan of Iraq and, you know, visited a few refugee camps, and it was emotional. It was sad, and met a few family members.
Do you have family there still?
I still have five relations all over the cousins in Canada. You're Canadian, so I have cousins all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, because of war, people, persecution and war, you know, people don't.
They have to move.
People don't choose to be a refugee. And obviously people are forced, they're forced out of their homes. But a documentary will cover a bit about life.
You know,
obviously cover Kurdistan, cover Leitrim.
Yeah.
Tala,
it's
Dublin.
Quite the story. Like, it's amazing. It is an amazing story.
It's something different for the audience, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes people.
So that's in the film flaw then.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. What's it called?
The Home Story of Zach Moradi.
Okay. All right.
So
okay.
You can be on in Galway Film Festival on the 12th of July, Palace Cinema.
It's a pleasure. We've been meaning to have you on for a while, and I'm definitely forecast I'll have you on again if you are open to the idea. But Zach, thank you so much for coming on to Weekend Breakfast here on Today FM. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Thanks very much.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love when you wake up. Today.